Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Welcome to the Ask Patty Automotive Advice Radio Show. I'm Jody DeVere, your host, CEO of AskPatty.com. And with me today to share a lot of great tips on summer road trip preparations and also some really handy tips on hooking up your trailer and RV right is Jamie Wozniak, who is the owner and CEO of Joe's Hitch Trailer Truck Accessories in Dallas, Texas. She's been specializing in installation of heavy-duty towing products, trailer parts, repair, sales of truck and SUV accessories, and her business is certified female-owned and has taken the industry by storm since Jamie purchased the company in 2007. With her sassy style and upfront demeanor, she sure knows how to hook you up right. Welcome, Jamie.
Hey, Jody. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. And gosh, you're just so filled with information that's really unique, and especially unique for a woman to be an expert in hitches, trailers, and with summer right around the corner and Memorial Day weekend coming up, I thought it would be a great idea to share some tips, safety, regulation with our listeners so that they can have a wonderful, painless travel vacation road trip. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you say painless weekend. Well, what happens is these wonderful weekends come up and everyone gets so excited and they're happy to get their boats out and their motorcycles out and everything out. And you know what? They really need to think about trailer safety. Okay, I know, of course, I have lots of safety tips, but first and foremost, I want to remind everyone that, you know, when there are accidents on the roadway, from my experience, it is not product malfunction, Jody. It's human error. Human error is the key, and we all need to be aware of that when it comes to trailer safety. So when you look at trailering your boat, your horse trailer, whatever you have, you know, I classify people in two categories. You either have a hitch on your vehicle or you don't. And, of course, nowadays, vehicles, if you have a new vehicle, a lot of times people are getting it with a tow package and they already have a hitch. And it's easy in both scenarios. If you don't have a hitch, obviously you're going to need to determine the weight capacity that your vehicle can carry. And if you don't know that, it's in your owner's manual, or you can call a hitch company and they can look up the hitch for your vehicle. Usually there is a hitch for your vehicle, and they can determine the weight capacity for your vehicle, and a hitch can be installed. And if you already have a hitch, then when you determine what kind of trailer you're going to buy, you need to make sure that the weight capacity matches your vehicle. So that really is the key. And what you're finding today is I know that when people come into my store, you know, their vehicle is rated to pull maybe 3,500 pounds, and guess what? They want to pull a 5,000-pound boat trailer. And you can't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You can't do it. So that's one thing that they need to make sure that they are, you know, making sure that their trailer and their vehicle have the right weight capacity. And there's other things you can do. If you need to pull more weight, they have what's called a weight distributing system that you can add to it to get more weight. And that's certainly something that can be done. But for the most part, you have to make sure that they both match up so you're safe on the roadway. Now, the first tip I want to talk about, and this is a very, very easy tip, and I heard about this once, but once you have your vehicle and you're hooking up a trailer, you, of course, need a ball mount that attaches the two. And what people tend to forget is the pin and clip that actually goes in the ball mount. I actually saw a story when someone was pulling their trailer with their vehicle and they got, you know, halfway down the road and they realized that they looked behind them and went, oh, where's my trailer? And their trailer was gone, okay? And obviously they didn't have safety chains on their trailer. And, of course, by having safety chains properly crossed at the right height, there's other things that you can do to compensate for the fact that, okay, maybe I forgot my pin and clip. But but those things can be treacherous on the roadway when you're not following the basic proper procedures. Now, the one thing I like to stress to people is, you know what, there's no reason why you can't have like a pre-departure safety checklist. You know what? We all forget things. So, you know, you just need to put this little checklist in your vehicle or in your trailer and literally go through each one. Okay, have I checked my tire pressure? Do I have my pin and clip put in? Do I have my lights working? Are my brakes working? Do I have my rearview mirrors right? I mean, there is a checklist that you literally can use to make sure that everything is correct and in order. I mean, it seems odd to think you got to go through a checklist, but when safety is an issue, you really need to do that because you're going to forget something. By all means, people forget something. Okay?
Well,
so we talked about the ball mount.
I'm a big list maker myself.
I know.
I love
lists. Can be,
I love checklists.
Yeah.
Organization is the key for a road trip for me.
Yes, it is. You know, and you can have your family help you with the road list, you know, the list. I've got two kids. Hey, AJ, go check my, you know, rearview mirrors. Let's see, are my brake lights working? You know, you make it kind of a fun family affair. So there's no reason why you can't get everyone involved and have a good time. So we talked about the ball mount. We talked about the safety chains. And you also want to make sure that if your trailer has brakes, that your vehicle has a braking system to match up with those brakes. Usually you're required by law, if your trailer has brakes, that you need to have a braking system in your vehicle. So that's one thing to keep in mind. The other thing that's important, too, is lighting. I mean, you are going to get pulled over if you do not have the proper lighting, Jody. Just, you know, you've probably been driving down the road and you've seen a trailer and someone puts on their brakes and their lights aren't working. I mean, when you're driving with a trailer, you have to have the proper lighting on your trailer. And when you go to get a hitch installed, 9 times out of 10, your vehicle is going to have to be wired for a trailer. So it's something that you need to have done, and it's required by law to have the proper lighting. So the other thing that's an issue, too, is the loading. When you go to load your trailer, depending on what kind of trailer you have, for safe towing, you have to have it loaded correctly, whether it's, you know, loading from side to side. You need to place the heavier goods in the front and over the axles. You need to be using, you know, ratchet straps. If you have an RV, you need to make sure that, you know, everything is pinned down correctly, so things aren't flying all over the place. So, you know, proper loading is another key area that you need to think of when it comes to safety tips on the roadway. Now, the other thing that you also need to think about when you are traveling, not only are these important safety tips, but then you also need to look at, okay, well, when you connect your tow vehicle, you need to make sure that you have all the proper things in place and that you know how to drive the vehicle with a trailer on it. You know, people think it's easy. Well, you know, it's not that easy. It can be overwhelming. It can be nerve-wracking. I mean, I have some horror stories about me pulling a trailer that I won't get into right now, and I'm sure, Joey, you have your own horror stories.
Oh, yeah. Try backing up with a big old trailer behind you, because my camping style went from tents to trailers and RVs. Oh, boy. The first time I tried to back up the trailer, I almost turned it over, you know. So jackknifing it really horribly. So, yeah, I think there should be a school for that, right?
There should be, and it's not easy. You have to take practice, especially when you are backing up. I mean, I still have a hard time to this day backing up a trailer, but, you know, it takes practice, and you got to do it. And not only is it hard to back up a trailer, but, you know, when you're driving down the roadway, you know, there's a lot of things you need to think about. It's tips when you're driving a trailer, just about general handling. Well, you know what? You want to be careful about your speed. You know, you want to be careful how you're maneuvering on the roadway. You want to be careful when you're braking or when you're accelerating and when you're passing. And oftentimes, you know, when you're pulling a trailer, you have sway from other big trucks and other vehicles, and there's options that you can use to help correct the sway with the sway control system. So there are things that you can do to help when you're driving your trailer, but you really need to be careful when you're driving and learn how to drive your trailer, back up your trailer, park your trailer, do all those things that are important when you're driving. So
yeah, we used to have those extra big mirrors on our, mm-hmm. we actually pulled our trailer with a van. you know, so that we could see all the way to the back of the trailer. That made it much safer, especially lane changing. For lane changing, that was pretty important.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they make cool products now that when you're trying to hook up to your trailer, it's hard to see back there. So they make some cool hitch and rods and some other products that help you actually, you know, back into your trailer. So it makes it a whole lot easier. You know, they just, nowadays there's all kinds of cool, neat devices that you can use to help you when you're towing, whether it be your mirrors or backup cameras or these hitching devices, anything like that that makes the job a whole lot easier because it's not that easy, you know. But it just takes a little bit of practice and you're good. Now, you know, the other thing I want to touch on, too, is the maintenance of these trailers. You know, people get busy, they forget, they're always in a rush. You know, if you have a boat trailer, you know, come on, when you're done with your boat, you know, it's really a good idea to clean up the trailer so it's not corroded. You want to take care of your trailer. Tires are a big issue. Now, I know the number one problem for trailer maintenance that we have found are wheel problems, whether it's flats or blowouts or burned out bearings. Those are the major cause of trailer breakdowns. And really, if you check your tires on an ongoing basis to make sure you have the proper tire pressure and you're pulling the proper load requirement and you routinely inspect them, then you should be good. You know, the other thing you want to make sure, too, is that your bearings are packed. We recommend that you pack your bearings at least twice a year. And you check your hubs and drums and make sure everything's properly greased and ready to go. And you need to also have your brakes checked because you don't want to have a blowout with your tires and brakes. So, but the wheels are extremely important when it comes to trailer maintenance. Now, the other thing, too, that you have to look at with your trailer are your lights. You know what? You don't want to have dangling lights, and you don't want to have your dog. Oh, my gosh, you know, speaking of dogs, we have so many people coming into the store saying, my dog chewed my lights.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter what happens and who chews on those light cords, but you need to take the time to make sure that your lights are properly hooked up and that they are checked on an ongoing basis because, again, those are required by law. So anyway, those are, Joey, a few basic tips when it comes to, you know, trailer maintenance and hitching up and wiring and all that good stuff. And, again, you have to remember that, again, it's a lot of it is human error. And, you know, people are always excited to get out on the roadway and have a good time, and they forget about the safety aspect and making sure that they can pull the proper weight with their tow vehicle. Now, the other thing I want to mention, too, and I know, Jody, you have an RV, and I don't know how often you travel cross-country, but I don't know if you realize there are different laws for different states.
No, I did not know that.
Yes, there are, depending on the size and the length and the weight and all that good stuff. It changes from state to state. Yes.
Well, where do you find that information? Where can we go to find that information?
You know what? I know AAA, I think, has it on their site because I do have it in my store, but it actually tells you from state to state if you're required by law to have a brake control, how long your trailer can be, because sometimes people pull an RV with a trailer attached to that and then something else attached to that. You know, they get really long in their trailer connections, and it differs from state to state, and people don't realize
it. Probably the DMV probably knows, too. The state DMV probably has that, too.
Yeah, but people don't realize.
Well, I know the first time I started with tents, camping. I love to camp. Then I went to trailers, and when I got my first RV, because we all have to have a good laugh every day,
yeah,
I was so into making it beautiful and decorating and had everything all set up so beautiful and everything set out and the little placemats and the flowers, and then we jumped in and took off. And we took the first turn to just get out of our street, of course, everything that I had that wasn't tied down went flying. Some got broken. That was lesson one.
Uh-huh.
I love what you said about that. Batten down the hatches. If it can move, and I bought this really great stuff that you put down. It's like a sticky placemat that things stick to.
Right.
And but it was really comical because all this work, because I was so excited, was like, well, it was just a nightmare. And we had to pull over on our street. The neighbors must have been going, well, that was a short trip.
Right.
And, clean, you know, put everything away. So lesson learned. And the other funny story that comes to mind, I grew up camping with five women, my mother and four daughters and my father. He actually built a trailer. He was quite handy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made out of wood. It must have weighed like 10,000 pounds. We had a station wagon, and it had a prop up top. And one day I was standing by the trailer, and he built these cabinets for all the food. And it was very, very nice, you know, because you popped it up and everything was easy access. And I just leaned on the stick, and I almost knocked my dad out when it fell on top of his head. So I think that's, yeah, he still has a scar on the top of his bald head due to that.
Oh, my
and
God.
My dad's 88 years old. Yeah. So I think that there are other safety things like the awnings and things like that to make sure they're secured properly, especially when it gets windy, because accidents can happen even after you arrive, you know, especially if you only go, you know, a couple times a year. I think the checklist for all those things is really important. And, of course, it is a big joke now, but at the time, kind of knocked my dad out and knocked him silly for a few minutes, and that would have really been a disaster for our vacation. So, you know, I'm very safety conscious now.
You need to be. Yeah. And, you know, even, you know, people just love to go and have a good time, and sometimes people forget that, you know, when you have a hitch, you can do more than just pull a trailer. When you get to your destination, it's all about having a good time, you know? So take your bike rack with you, hook up your bikes. Your bike rack goes directly into your hitch. It's easy. It's fun. And you know what? They make hitch grills that go into the hitch. How convenient and fun is that? You know, my favorite is the hitch swing. They make something that goes into the hitch, and you can hang a couple of chair swings on there. And they are awesome. I have them in the store. People absolutely love them. Another one of my favorites is the off-road commode. Jody, are you familiar with that one? It's like a potty seat that goes into the hitch.
Oh, my goodness.
We sell them to, you know, hunters and campers and, you know, gag gifts and things like that. And then, you know, when you're not using your hitch, you put a fun hitch cover on it or a bedazzled ball like I use, you know. So it's all about having a good time and getting out there with your family and friends. But, you know, first and foremost, you really need to be safe on the roadways. So.
Absolutely. Well, we did a few things, you know, for safety, we always carried a spare tires for our trailer. We bolted them actually to the side. We built little, and some come with that. But some of the ones that are sort of like what my father did, we had a motorcycle trailer for a while too, because I have motorcycles, and we built it with diamond plate and all that. And we bolted spare tires on it because, especially in my area of the country where it's very hot, those trailer tires take a beating, boy, on the hot roads. And that way it doesn't ruin your trip because you've got, you know, it's not just a spare for your car. You need to have a spare or maybe two for your trailer as well. That's something to keep in mind. And the other thing that we did is we brought blocks for the wheels because sometimes the trailer parking was on a slant, and the wheel stoppers, to make sure it doesn't roll or slide forward and injure someone or run away with your motorcycles on it because it's kind of heavy, go sliding down the hill. So those are some of the things that we did to, you know, secure everything before we went off and had our, you know, all our fun. And we also bought some special locking devices so that things that were like bicycles, we had a bike rack on the RV, some locking devices so that other, you know, campers didn't remove our stuff. And,
speaking of locking devices, you know, we get people in here all the time and they have their entire trailer stolen, Jody. Their entire trailer stolen because they haven't locked it properly. And there are several locking devices that you can use, whether it's on the tire or on the coupler or both, for that matter, to help prevent that. Anything to deter, you know, theft is what you need. I mean, when you spend that much money for a trailer, you know, you really shouldn't think twice about locking it up with one or two locks.
In some of the camping areas that were more remote, if we could, we have these sort of bolting things that went around trees and so forth for the mm-hmm. end of the trailer. We'd bolt them to trees and light poles and things like that. You know, you don't want to come back and find your vacation home, the space that you left your trailer in empty with nowhere to put your head down on your pillow, right?
No, I know. That's not fun, for sure. Yeah.
So what's the funnest thing that you've ever done on one of your RV or camping trips on a trailer? Tell me about one of your adventures.
Well, my family goes dirt biking, so, I mean, I don't have anything. I mean, we do lots of fun and exciting things, so I have some fun stories when we've gone dirt biking with my kids. My kids are 12 and 14, and they're avid dirt bikers, and, you know, we just go for fun and pleasure and bike around and all that good stuff. I can't think of anything that comes to mind right away that's, you know, that blurs out at me.
Well, I love road trips, and probably one of the funnest, and it was an RV trip, and we took it up Highway 1, which is kind of a treacherous road for RVs, but you got to mm-hmm. take it slow, all the way up to Washington State, then cross the state of Washington and down through Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons. And the fun part is that at that time I had two miniature dachshunds who loved that RV. They thought that was their giant doghouse.
Yeah.
And this was years ago. And, you know, which, to keep this in mind, you know, if you're traveling in a travel trailer or a RV, to secure your pets as well, because they were little bitty guys, and we had a little bed set up, but occasionally we had to make a quick start, and then we had wiener dogs mm-hmm. rolling to the back of the trailer, so we actually had to secure them in crates finally. You know, we put them the two of them in a crate and then strapped it. To the kitchenette table. And so that's just something to keep in mind, that you probably don't want to leave your dogs just sleeping on the sofa in your travel trailer or your RV in case of, accident. They normally, RVs, if you're traveling in the back, don't come equipped with seat belts normally.
Right.
So that makes me a little nervous. And certainly with dogs, you know, you want your dog to have a good time too. We had so much fun traveling with those dogs and taking them on our big adventures. And
they're lots of fun. I know I have two dogs myself, and they make wonderful, you know, tether straps and all kinds of things that you can use to strap them down either in the vehicle or in your RV. You know, there's no reason why you can't bring them along and have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's just such a great, because I grew up camping my whole life, it's something I really look forward to and every year. And I have my daughter and a group of us go to Mount Whitney every year, mm-hmm. right up to the Portal Campground. And 2 years ago when we went up there and we all had our RVs and trailers, and one woman had her tent, and there's bears there, you know. And there's big signs and instructions about put everything in the bear box, right?
Yeah.
But she was an inexperienced camper, and she had her kids, and she also had a puppy with her. And she kept the puppy food in her tent and the treats and left her ice chest out. So about 11:30 at night, we hear screams from her campsite.
Oh, my gosh.
And I am not kidding. There's a big old brown bear with the ice chest holding in his paw a big jug of fruit punch and the dog food.
Oh, no.
Just having a snack attack. And,
oh, my gosh.
I don't think she'll ever go camping again. And even with RVs and trailers, sometimes you really need to make sure everything's sealed up, because they will tear into you if they get
they
really aggressive.
No, they will tear into everything. And, you know, the funny thing is, you mentioned about some stories. Well, you know, we are tent campers, okay? We have always been tent campers because, you know, my son was in Boy Scouts and all that good stuff. And what do? You tent camp. You don't camp in a trailer or an RV. You tent camp. And last year we had some friends that said, well, you know what, we're going to go on our RV and we're going to go on our trailer. And we were like, no, we're going to tent camp. And at the last minute, everyone was in their trailer and RV. And I thought, well, we can't be the only one tent camping, heaven forbid. So sure enough, we went and we got an RV. And guess what? We haven't tent camped since.
Yeah, it's definitely like that, because I tent camped for, I don't want to tell you how old I am, but the first time we used that trailer, I was hooked. Now, I did tent camp at the beach. I still will occasionally because it's a little more a little warmer. I like to be close to the ocean. But, you know, camping is such a wonderful family thing. Get you out in nature and it just helps you connect with the natural world more. And so sometimes the trailer and the RV makes, you know, so we have a big patio area that we create to get as close to nature as possible.
Right.
We have our little roll-out grass pad and sounds a little luxurious, but and my grandchildren really, really love those adventures too when I take them along.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of to wrap this all up, if you could, you know, I think that some of the things that we didn't cover are about just regular maintenance and repair. You know, if we're talking about summer road trips of any type, you know, you definitely want to make sure before you head down the road to take your vehicle in for the regular maintenance, get your tires checked, air pressure checked, and we're talking tread depth check, right? Get your wheels aligned, balanced, because, you know, the price of fuel is really awful right now. And even though it's supposed to go down the next week or so, through the summer, it's going to continue to have kind of an upward trend. And keeping your vehicle maintained properly definitely maximizes your fuel economy. And also driving no more than 60 miles an hour, and certainly in a travel trailer RV, speed limit in most 55 or the speed of traffic, that will help in fuel economy. And but maintenance is really an important part of safety, in and including wiper blade replacement. I always recommend Autotex Pink wiper blades. They benefit breast cancer. They're very high-quality blades. You can go to autotexpink.com to purchase those. To secure your pets, the Bark Buckle Up tether system is excellent. You can learn more about that at barkbuckleup.com.
Yes, and we carry both of those at our store, so...
Right, and Joe's Hitch and Trailer is located in Dallas, Texas, for those of you who are looking for service on your RVs and trailers. And, you know, I think it's really important to for all consumers during this time when fuel economy is on our minds to realize that if you neglect those basic oil changes even or any of the basic maintenance, you're actually spending more on fuel. So spend the money to keep your car maintained properly during this period and drive at, don't rush around, and I call it hypermiling. Don't speed up to intersections and brake hard and all those things.
Right.
You know, you can save quite a bit of money by slowing down to 60 or even 55 miles an hour on the roads. The heck with those speed demons. And, you know, and also, you know, part of my pre-trip plan is not only the vehicle maintenance and safety, but also, you know, to take with you emergency medical supplies and an emergency road kit, fully stock that if you already have one, blankets, extra water, in case you do have a breakdown, or can assist someone. This is sad but true. I had a really horrible car accident a number of years ago in a very, very remote location. And it took 45 minutes for the emergency crews to get there. And a family with an RV pulled over, and they had blankets, and they had all of the, you know, for shock. They treated us for shock and had everything. And it really showed me what I needed to do. I had two kids in the car with me at that time. And we were freezing cold outside. We didn't even have our proper garments on. And I was so appreciative that they had all the equipment to keep us comfortable and we were all fine in my car. So these are all things that you got to think ahead and prepare so that, not to be, you know, morbid here, but, you know, you could also assist another motorist and pull over and be the good guy, you know, be their knight in shining armor, princess
That's
in shining armor. And assist other people out on vacation. So I think those are all good tips to keep in mind. And so, Jamie, just to underline everything, what are you going to do this summer? Where are you going camping?
Well, I know I'm going to take my family fishing to one of the parks down here, and we will continue our ventures with our dirt bikes. That's a fact. Got to do something to get away these days.
Yeah, I'm going, when I was growing up, we either went to the beach camp in Lake Tahoe, California, And so I'm going on a very long road trip with my 86 and 88-year-old parents in July for mine and my father's birthday.
Yeah.
Up to Lake Tahoe, California. And although we won't be camping, we're staying in a cabin. We are going on a really fun road trip up 395, you know, up to Lake Tahoe, California, which is about a 10.5-hour drive. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, we're going to pick up one of my sisters on the way. And, you know, we have many, many fond memories of our, you know, road trips to national parks and the various places. And my we used to fondly refer to my father as a driver with five women in the car as the green blur. because he, you know, he wouldn't stop every place we wanted to stop and take photographs and, for that matter, take potty breaks. And anyway, just a lot of great memories. Jamie, thank you so much for being on the show this month and to help us all get ready for summer, have safe road travels, a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend, and for that matter, 4th of July and the rest of the summer. Thank you again, Jamie, for joining me on the Ask Patty Automotive Advice Radio Show.
Well, you know what, Jody? Thank you so much. And you know what? This is Jamie. And remember, I'll always hook you up right.
Awesome.
You've been listening to Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.